Baritone Benjamin Apple, who is actually, right now, you're pretty busy making your U.S. Recital debut. I know you've done a couple of programs. You still have another program yet to go at the time we're recording this interview. So thank you for taking the time to talk about this new recording of music of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you very much for your time, Brad. It's a pleasure.
Well, I want to ask you a little bit about you as a singer, because you have a kind of an interesting story. You sang in a choir when you were young, and you sort of went on a roundabout path to become a professional singer. You spent time working in a bank. Can you tell us about sort of your musical upbringing, as it were?
Well, together with my two older brothers, we sang a lot together with my mother. She played the guitar, but none in my family has been a professional musician. So, but my oldest brother really had the desire to join a boys' choir, despite really my parents were not so happy about that. So the second brother followed, and when he did the audition for this very famous boys' choir in Germany, who was ran at this time by the brother of Pope Benedict, so a very well-respected senior conductor. And at the end of the audition of my brother, he looked down at me and said, you know, 3-4 years' time, I'm very sure you will join our boys' choir. And I said to him, no, actually, all this shrill, ugly singing, high singing of these trembles, I can't stand, surely not. And my whole family felt quite embarrassed. There was no word spoken in the car on the way home. But 3-4 years later, I joined them, and I really started loving singing choral music and experiencing a lot of different cultures and people on different travels and tours. And but, you know, after school, I was not sure if life as a professional singer is something I would like to have, and living out of a suitcase and traveling so much. And, you know, being a classical singer, it's not so easy all the time. You carry your instrument for 24 hours inside you. You can't just leave it at home like an instrumentalist and go into a pub or a bar around the corner and having a good time with a few drinks. This is a life we rarely really can enjoy. We have to look after our voices and after ourselves. And I was not sure if I would like to sacrifice so much in my life just for singing. But that was the reason to work in a bank, as you said, and then also study business administration. But the passion for music really, really was so deep inside me that I really came back and studied singing then in Munich, in Germany, and finally in London. And yeah, here I am right now being a professional singer.
I imagine your family has never let you forget that story about what you said when you were a boy.
It's definitely a story to talk about, yes. But they forgave me. I mean, they are fine with it now.
Yeah. Did you sing the music of Bach when you were a choir boy? I imagine people in the United States, of course, they know all the big hit tunes of Johann Sebastian Bach, and they know the name, they know some of the music. But I imagine it's different for somebody growing up in Germany. Bach had to be a much bigger presence in your life, did he not?
Yes, definitely. So even his chorales or easy tunes are sang by the parish, by the community in church. So you grow up either when you go to church or even not to really know his music. But particularly in the boys' choir, we sang a lot of his motets and even the passions. And so I really learned from the very beginning how difficult his music is and how difficult to sing it is. It's quite challenging, but also very rewarding. And that's one of the reasons why I really wanted to record as my second album on Sony Classical, his arias, his music, because I think it has been always a very important part in my life so far.
There's a wonderful selection, a program, shall we say, of arias, both secular and sacred, as well as some other works and some instrumental works. This whole program, I'm curious if you can tell us what the thought process is behind selecting these particular pieces.
So when I knew I wanted to record a Bach album, I went through all his cantatas, and they are a lot. And I spent hours, a few weeks really listening to all the bass arias, but also going through all the music. And when I selected around an hour and a half of program, I didn't want to just put it randomly together. So the CD actually starts with an aria from a cantata he composed for the first of Advent. So the Sunday where the liturgical year starts. And then we go with Bach through the whole year, passing Good Friday with the Matthew Passion. And then the CD continues with two secular cantatas where we see a complete different face or aspect of Bach's compositions. And then we go with arias from starting after Easter back going to the Advent. So we go with him through the whole year and exploring his music and the variety of different styles of his compositions.
You go through the whole church year in just over an hour. That's impressive.
It's quite a hardcore shortcut cut of his music. Unfortunately, or fortunately, there is not so much more space on the CD anymore.
Well, listening to it has been kind of a journey of discovery for me because I'm not familiar with all of these works. I'm sure that our listeners will not be familiar with all of them. There are some touchstones, some well-known pieces. You mentioned St. Matthew Passion, some other pieces later in the work. But I'm wondering if, are these pieces that you've been singing for a long time, the sung parts, or did you discover anything while you were putting together this program?
It was also a journey for me, to be honest. So I sang quite a lot of his cantatas, but also a few pieces on the CD were new to me as well. And when I listened to it, I really wrote the ones down which spoke to me directly. And I think that's for everyone differently, but I think that's very important when you record or perform pieces that you actually feel connected immediately with it. And they are, and then you also have to look that they have different style. They are not having all the same tempi, and some of them are more, you know, quicker, and the other ones have more slow meditational mode, and so on. So you always try to show different aspects, different styles, different moods in Bach or generally in composers when you record a disc. And that's what I tried. And as you say, there were a few wonderful discoveries even for me.
I will mention one of them is that the Peasant Cantata, which I hadn't heard before. This is the track that uses a dulcimer on it. It's just the instrumental track. And then after it, you have that really fun aria,
yes,
Zu Tanze zu Sprünge.
It's a complete different face of Bach, and I found it quite interesting because normally we have an image of Bach as a very spiritual, serious composer of church music, and suddenly this aria comes up, sang by quite a light-hearted, simple character. And Bach is quite clever, changing sometimes the consonants when you know there's a break between two notes, and sometimes he put the consonant before or after the break, and so it gives it a complete different meaning, which is quite naughty, and I can't really mention it on radio, but that's something very, very different, and I really enjoyed very much recording particularly this aria with the band Concerto Cologne.
You associate that sort of thing more with Mozart, I think, than Bach when you think about it.
Absolutely, yeah. It's something which he did not do too many times, but I think he's doing it very well when he writes in this way.
Listening to it, even though it's with orchestra, with Concerto Cologne, I think that you, and one of the things that strikes me in this recording is the way that you approach it. There is a sense of intimacy that I think transfers from your German lead experience and that tradition into the music of Bach. Do you see what I'm saying? There's more of a sense of intimacy and closeness with your interpretation of Bach. Would you agree with that? Is that something you do on purpose?
I think so. And I think actually that the music of Johann Sebastian Bach is quite close to the German song tradition, or the German song tradition has been actually developed later than Bach, but I think they are connected. And especially when you listen to recitatives of Bach and the way how he uses words and he colors words and the way of rhythm and so on, is so he puts really the words in a very important way, similar to songs. And I found always this connection quite interesting, and that was something definitely I also wanted to explore in this recording as well.
Well, many people would say, of course, that you sort of have the mantle of Fischer Dieskau, one of the great lead singers, whom was a mentor to you. What kind of lessons did you learn from him, working with him, that you bring to your own interpretations today, including this music of Bach?
There were so many aspects in the teaching of his. So I went to his houses in Berlin and near Munich and stayed there for 3-4 days, and we worked for 6 hours or so every day on all the repertoire at this time. And there are many aspects. It was not just working technically or on interpretation. It was also working on stage presence, on how to put programs together, how to approach people, and so on. So he was a real mentor. But probably the most important thing I learned from him was how he took music seriously, how he never got tired of really digging deeper into the music, in finding out more details, in looking into the lives of the poets, but also lives of the composers, in experiencing or learning more about the harmonic structure, in really getting more and more to the ground of the ocean of the music. And for someone who does music or performed almost 50 years, I find that the most extraordinary thing, never getting tired, never reproducing things, but every time creating it newly. And I hope that this is something, first of all, I hope I will be able to sing for 40 or 50 years as well, but also never losing this passion and need of knowing the music better and better.
That's wonderful. Well, I think that certainly shows in the music that you recorded on this Bach album. It's a lovely, lovely collection.
Thank you very much.
The album is called Bach, and that is from baritone Benjamin Appel with the Concerto Cologne. It's from Sony Classical. You can find it at all the usual outlets. And I want to mention your website, which is, and I'm going to spell it for our listeners, it's Benjamin, like you would spell it in English, Benjamin, last name Appel, APPL.com. Benjamin Appel, thank you so much for joining us here on FM 91.
Thank you so much, Brad, for having me, and I'm sending all the best to you.